Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deltina Hay is here. Deltina is a great member of our Brain Trust, veteran web developer, pioneer social media, expert in publishing, independent publishing, especially, and the author of the Social Media Survival Guide and The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. She's our good friend, Deltina Hay. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Deltina, my first website, I paid someone to build my first website in 1997. And boy, howdy, have I paid a lot of money over the years to have that thing upgraded, improved, expanded, and everything else. You know, we put jets on it and tracks and satellites and everything. We've done all kinds of stuff to it since then. And I bought a bunch more. I have quite a few other websites over the years. And they were all basically the same kind of HTML type websites for all those years, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were. I mean, HTML's gone through, a lot of smaller upgrades, but really over the past few years, HTML5 has been a major upgrade.
Right.
And so, yeah, for a very long time, it was basic HTML. But now with HTML5 and the content management systems like
right.
WordPress.
Tell us, we've talked about HTML5 on the show before, but remind the audience the difference between HTML and HTML5.
Well, HTML5 allows you to have control over your, especially. As far as featuring things like video and other interactive elements.
Mm-hmm.
It just really, to the point where you can completely eliminate things like Flash. Do you remember what Flash was?
Oh, yeah, of
was?
Course,
yeah. Yeah, it was in the past tense. You shouldn't be using it anymore because mobile devices don't render it properly.
Right.
But, you know, it's like graphics or
mm-hmm.
crude video. And you can pretty much do all of that with HTML5 and you know, using style sheets within HTML5.
The reason why we're going into a little tiny bit in the weeds for you folks is because you're buying this stuff. People are proposing it to you. You're getting people to help you with it. Just understanding the basics that Deltina is talking about will help you not only make a better decision, but it'll help you stay in the conversation with the people that you're hiring to help you with these things. So then so HTML5, then WordPress, not then, but about a few years ago, WordPress came along, and when we first started using WordPress, it was for our blog. It wasn't
right,
for a website.
Yeah, and originally that's what WordPress was a way to create your own blog using open source software. And it's since been tweaked a whole lot by a lot of developers to, you know, quite literally host websites and power
right.
websites.
There's some big organizations who have WordPress websites.
Right, and that's the beauty of WordPress.
WordPress websites. Do you?
Well, you know, I do, but only if they aren't real cookie cutter. I mean,
help people understand how they can tell if it's a WordPress website.
Well, you shouldn't really be able to pop something open and tell that it's a WordPress website.
Oh, come on, Deltina.
Yeah.
You know, a WordPress website doesn't have a bunch of navigation. You get what you see in front of you. It's hard if you want to see, if you're looking for something, it's not easy to find because you got to scroll a lot and it's mostly current, whatever's the most current for them. That's easy. That's how I tell. Isn't that it?
Well, yeah, that's how you could tell a bad WordPress website, honestly. I mean, yeah. But if you go to my website, deltinau.com, do you know that it's a WordPress website?
Well, that's a good point. You make a good point. But you know what I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. But those are actually all those are the things that are actually my peeves.
Right.
Is that here's one of the problems. WordPress is easy to use, and so a lot of people use it. A lot of novices use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're doing, though, when they create a website, especially one that has a lot of content and needs really good navigation,
right,
like you said, and so forth, you're really, you know, you could be being a detriment to your online presence by doing it yourself and overlooking some of these things that professionals would be doing.
Right, right. Now you have one of the best WordPress websites I've ever seen. DeltinaU.com. And folks, I see a lot of websites, as you can imagine, Deltina, and you have one of the best ones I've ever seen. But you know what I'm talking about. A lot of them, it's almost laziness, isn't it? When they do it without all the nav. And
well, yeah, and I really think that people I think it's laziness if a developer does. Ignorance.
Yeah.
If a novice or a business owner.
Well, of course, if you're just trying to start out, you're trying to do your own website, save money, and it's your very first one. We're not talking about you. We're not giving you a hard time. We're talking about people who have been around a while, who have more capital, and they're just lazy. They just don't go to the effort that you've gone to. So okay, once upon a time, WordPress had security issues, right? Have they solved that?
Yeah, they've had a lot, and they've really gone beyond just patches. I think that some people like to think, oh, well, they fix it with all these different patches. But some of the later, you know, full versions of WordPress have really dealt with these things.
Yeah.
But this is another problem, though, with content management systems that people need to realize if they're going to do their own site. And that is that there's a lot of things that you can do to solve security issues. One of them being, be very careful what plugins you use and that you use a reputable theme, you know, when you put that up, and that you keep things always updated.
Right.
Because that, I think, was the big issue, is people weren't updating to the latest version of WordPress that made them dealing with these security issues and being attacked.
You got to keep it updated, folks. So do you recommend that people ask a developer to build a WordPress website?
If they have a proven track record of creating good,
if they know what they're doing,
healthy,
go to Deltina U, the letter U, Deltina, DeltinaU.com. You'll see how to do it right, the right way, folks. Deltina Hay and I will be right back. We come back, we're going to talk about mobile. You know what I say, mobile wasn't any part of your past, but it's going to dominate your future. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.